Good morning. Good to see you in the house of worship today, and also good to see the fact that you are all perky, even though you got one less hour of sleep. So how did you come into a relationship with Jesus, to come to call him as your Savior? Did you wake up one day and say, "Today, Jesus, I want you in my life"? Getting into a relationship with Jesus doesn't work that way. The relationship, having one with Jesus, comes from God. He is the giver of salvation and the giver of faith, which receives his gifts of salvation and makes it our very own. And that's what we're here to celebrate today, the role and the gift of faith in our life. We start the celebration by listening to the voices of our children sing, and followed by their voices, we'll join in singing hymn 538. That hymn is found in the red hymnal. So let's now hear our children's voices.
Thank you. please.
And as we continue with the invocation on the bottom of page 3 of the worship bulletin, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you.
We have come into the presence of God,
who created us to love and serve Him as His dear children. But we have disobeyed Him and deserve only His wrath and punishment. Therefore, let us confess our sins to Him and plead for His mercy.
Merciful Father in heaven, I am altogether sinful from birth. In countless ways I have sinned against You and do not deserve to be called Your child. But trusting in Jesus, my Savior, I pray. Have mercy on me according to Your unfailing love. Cleanse me from my sin and take away my guilt. God, our Heavenly Father, has forgiven
all your sins. By the perfect life and innocent death of our Lord Jesus Christ, He has removed your guilt forever. You are His own dear child. May God give you strength to live according to His will. Amen. In the peace of forgiveness, let us praise the Lord. Let us pray. Almighty God, You see that we have no power to defend ourselves. Guard and keep us both outwardly and inwardly from all adversities that may happen to the body and from all evil thoughts that may assault and hurt the soul.
Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with You in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Please be seated. We're at the second Sunday in Lent of our church year, and our first reading from Holy Scripture comes to us in the book of Genesis, the 12th chapter, a reminder that Abraham did not bring God into his life. Rather, God is the one who set apart Abram for a special purpose. We hear these words. The Lord had said to Abram, "Go from your country, your people, and your father's household to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all peoples on earth will be blessed through you." So Abram went, as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he set out from Haran. He took his wife Sarai, his nephew Lot, all the possessions they had accumulated, and the people they had acquired in Haran. And they set out for the land of Canaan, and they arrived there. Abram traveled through the land as far as the site of the great tree of Morah at Shechem. At that time, the Canaanites were in the land. The Lord appeared to Abram and said, "To your offspring I will give this land." So he built an altar there to the Lord who had appeared to him. From there, he went on toward the hills east of Bethel and pitched his tent, with Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. There he built an altar to the Lord and called on the name of the Lord. This is the word of our Lord. We now continue with our psalm for today, Psalm 121. We're going to sing the refrains as indicated where. We're going to speak together the verses of this psalm.
Thank you. hide me in the shadow of your wings. I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
In our second scripture reading from Romans chapter 4, we're reminded of the fact that salvation comes the same way for everyone, by grace through faith in Jesus. We hear these words, "What then shall we say that Abraham, our forefather, according to the flesh, discovered in this matter? If, in fact, Abraham was justified by works, he had something to boast about, but not before God. What does Scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. Now to the one who works, wages are not credited as a gift, but as an obligation. However, to the one who does not work, but trusts God who justifies the ungodly, their faith is credited as righteousness. It was not through the law that Abraham and his offspring received the promise that he would be heir of the world, but through the righteousness that comes by faith. For if those who depend on the law are heirs, faith means nothing, and the promise is worthless, because the law brings wrath. And where there is no law, there is no transgression. Therefore, the promise comes by faith, so that it may be by grace and may be guaranteed to all Abraham's offspring, not only to those who are of the law, but also to those who have the faith of Abraham. He is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations. He is our father in the sight of God, in whom he believed, the God who gives life to the dead and calls into being things that were not." This is the word of our Lord. Please stand for the gospel reading, which stands as the center of our worship service. It's from John chapter 4, pointing out the fact that Jesus did indeed come to be the Savior of all people. So he, Jesus, came to a town in Samaria called Sychar, near the plot of ground Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired as he was from the journey, sat down by the well. It was about noon. When a Samaritan woman came to draw water, Jesus said to her, "Will you give me a drink?" His disciples had gone into the town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "You are a Jew, and I am a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink? For Jews do not associate with Samaritans." Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." "Sir," the woman said, "you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as did also his sons and his livestock?" Jesus answered, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water, so that I won't get thirsty and have to keep coming here to draw water." He told her, "Go, call your husband and come back." I have no husband, she replied. Jesus said to her, you are right when you say you have no husband. The fact is, you have had five husbands, and the man you now have is not your husband. What you have just said is quite true. Sir, the woman said, I can see that you are a prophet. Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you Jews claim that the place where we must worship is in Jerusalem. Woman, Jesus replied, believe me, a time is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You Samaritans worship what you do not know. We worship what we do know, for salvation is from the Jews. Yet a time is coming, and has now come, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in the Spirit and in truth, for they are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks. God is Spirit, and His worshipers must worship in the Spirit and in truth. The woman said, I know that Messiah, called Christ, is coming. When He comes, He will explain everything to us. Then Jesus declared, I, the one speaking to you, I am He. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Please be seated. At this time, if there are children who want to come forward for a children's devotion, they're welcome to do so. Nalem sang so beautifully before. Thank you for singing. How's everyone doing? Good. Good to see you up here. All right, I got a picture here, and I need you to tell me what it is so the people behind me know what it is as well. What is this? A picture of a cake. When might you have a cake? Yeah, a birthday. That's a good reason to have a cake. When else might you have a cake? Birthday parties? Anniversaries? What else?
Making a cake.
Just to make a cake. Weddings? All good. Another one? When else might you have a cake? For a present for somebody, good. For someone special, right? Do we even need a reason to make a cake, especially chocolate cake? Every day is a reason to have a chocolate cake, right? But we celebrate birthdays and anniversaries and weddings, and we want to celebrate other people. Sometimes we do. To celebrate, we make a cake. Today we're here to celebrate as well. Not the making of a cake, but to celebrate Jesus in our life. And Jesus comes to us through His Word, which we just heard and we sung in our songs. Jesus has given us a gift. Do you like receiving gifts? Yeah, when you're at a birthday, if it's your birthday, what do you expect to receive? Gifts. Did you earn those gifts? No. But because why do people give you gifts? They're nice. Yeah. Why else? Yeah, they make you feel happy. They love you, right? Because they're nice and they want you to feel happy and they love you. They give you gifts. God loves you and He's giving you the greatest gift, a gift that keeps on giving, and that's in His Son, Jesus. Because Jesus went to the cross to make a payment for something. A payment for each and of our sins. You know, we are to love others as we want to be loved. Like parents, moms and dads, and friends. Do we always love and respect mom and dad as we should? Do we always show love and respect to our friends, to our classmates and friends as we should? No. And so Jesus went to the cross to forgive those sins. And they're forgiven. Not so that we could not show love to people, but so that we have even more of a reason to show love and respect to people. And that's why we're here today, to celebrate the love of God and the gift, the free gift of faith that God gives us through His Word, the gift of forgiveness in Jesus.
So we could have made a cake today to celebrate, but we're here to sing praises to Jesus, to show our thanks, to show our celebration. So let's pray about that right now. Jesus, we thank you for giving us so many reasons to celebrate.
Birthdays and anniversaries and for friends and family. We thank you for different ways to celebrate, by giving gifts and baking cakes. But above all, we thank you for the best reason to celebrate, and that's the gift of faith in you as our Savior. Thank you for dying for our sins and for giving us a reason, again, forgiven, to love others, showing our great love for you. Help us celebrate today and every day by singing your praises more and more. Amen. Thanks for coming up, and continue to celebrate today as you go back to your seats. That's one way to celebrate. Not? We'll continue to celebrate with the singing of our next hymn, hymn 391, also found in the red hymnal. Grace, mercy, and peace be yours in great abundance. And this is possible from God our Father through our living Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We want to focus in on the reading from the book of Romans. So we hear once again these words from Romans chapter 4. The promise comes by faith, so that it may be by grace. and may be guaranteed to all Abraham's offspring, not only to those who are of the law, but also to those who have the faith of Abraham. This is God's word, we pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Dear friends, redeemed by that rock and redeemer, the Lord Jesus Christ, set apart by him through the gift of faith for a purpose. Who doesn't like reasons to celebrate? And as noted in our children's devotion, there are multiple reasons to celebrate. There are birthday celebrations, wedding anniversary celebrations. There's a reason to celebrate when you get a job promotion. There's a reason to celebrate when you're ready to retire from your job. The birth of a child is another great reason to celebrate. And as Christians, we can even celebrate when a fellow believer dies, because the death for that believer opens up a whole new life, thanks to Christ Jesus. And at the heart of our reasons to celebrate, which is at the center of our worship here today, and why we can celebrate all those earthly events in life and ultimately celebrate even our passing from this life to the next, is by celebrating the role and the gift of faith in your life. Celebrating this gift of faith, which helps us hold on, grab hold of the gift of salvation God has for us. And then to celebrate the fact that this gift of faith that God has given to us, we are able to live our lives each and every day in light of this gift. We have an example of how to celebrate the gift of faith and why so. And that is in Abraham, who lived way before us. Abraham was not one who brought God into his life. Rather, God called Abraham to faith and he set him apart, because he had a unique purpose for Abraham. And as emphasized in our first reading that focused on Abraham and the promises that God made to him, when God called Abraham, he had him leave his homeland and he put him into a new place so that he would be set apart from the false gods that he grew up with, and that he would be able to focus in on the gift of faith and salvation that God had for him. And when he got to that new place, there were other people living there. And also, Abraham did not have any descendants yet. And yet God promised Abraham, to your descendants, I'm going to give this land. No descendants yet, and there were other people living there. Abraham did not go, how are you going to do that, Lord? He believed that God would be true to his promises. God promised this, and so it's going to happen, even if I do not understand at this time how it's going to be. And that's how you and I are to go about our life too. We may not always know the why and the how today of how something is going to happen, but God has promised something for our life. We can be sure it's going to happen. God has promised that he is not going to give us more than we can stand up underneath. God has promised that he is going to work out all things for our good, spiritually most of all. God has promised that he is going to keep us in his arms and bring us safely home. Again, we may not know the whys and the hows, especially during difficult times, but we know by the grace of God that we can trust and count on God keeping his promises. It worked for Abraham, and it works for us. Abraham showed that he believed in God's promises. And so when Abraham was asked to have himself and his family have that act of circumcision, it wasn't the act of circumcision that brought Abraham into a relationship with God. Rather, it was a way of setting Abraham and his family apart for God. It's a reminder that it's not a particular act that we do today whether it be circumcision or some other human rite or tradition that we do that brings us into a relationship with God or brings us any closer to God. What brings us into a relationship with God and keeps us close to God is God Himself working through His gospel in word and sacrament. And at the heart of His gospel in word and sacrament is Jesus Christ, who we are given through the gift of faith. And so celebrate the role of faith in your life, which connects you to God's salvation. Just as it connected Abraham and his descendants, so it connects you and me today, who, by faith, can be considered as part of Abraham's descendants. Because just as it's not by our works that we get into a relationship with God or are any closer in our relationship with God, so it's not by our bloodline. We may have had an upstanding relative in the church, but his faith or her faith is not going to save us. Faith is an individual matter. So celebrate the gift of faith in Jesus in your life, which brings you into that relationship with Jesus and keeps you in that relationship unto eternal life. Because it's not by works, it's not by bloodline, it's not by human tradition, it's by grace through faith that we are saved. And so we truly have reason to celebrate. Because if it were by our works, could we ever be certain that we have done enough works to be saved? No. But because it is rooted in the work, our salvation, that is rooted in the work of Christ, it is guaranteed that it is enough. Jesus carried out His act of obedience. He fulfilled the law that we cannot. And He took that perfect obedience to the cross, His passive obedience, where He died for each and every one of our sins, including the sin of wanting to rob God of the glory that is due Him by taking some credit for our salvation. But again, we cannot take the credit. Romans 3 emphasizes it's not by observing the law that we are saved. And earlier on in Romans 3, it emphasizes we all fall short of the glory of the expectations of God and are justified freely, rather, by His grace, not by our works. And so for all those times that we want to take the credit for our salvation, Jesus went to the cross for those sins too. And forgiven, we now give all glory to God. We celebrate the role of faith which receives His salvation in our life, just as in the life of Abraham. And with the life of Abraham, not only receiving the gift of faith, he was obedient to the faith. And so we celebrate the fact that we have opportunity, as Abraham did, to show that we believe. Fruits of faith are just that, evidence of the fact that we do believe in God. That we want to give Him the glory as we show love to Him and love to others. It's not our obedience that saves us. Perhaps you know of somebody who doesn't believe in Jesus, but they are a good person, as we are capable of doing good things, but apart from faith, not pleasing to God. Of a person who dies, and people will say, surely that person, because of the good things they have done in society, has to be in heaven, even though they openly do not believe in Jesus. But according to the Scripture, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Who recognizes that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through Him, not through our works. It's not by observing the law that we are saved. It's not through doing good things, which are recognized to be good things. But that in itself doesn't save. Thus, the importance of Jesus' great commission, go and make disciples of all nations. How we do that? By teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And what has He commanded us as well? To believe that He is the way, the truth, and the life. And how beautiful then are the feet of those who bring good news, the good news of the gospel, of the way of salvation, through Jesus alone. As people then who recognize and celebrate the role of faith in our life, we look to the Word of God as a guide in how to live our life. The psalmist said, "Your Word is a lamp to our feet and a light for our path." We don't look to the law and how to be saved, but rather how to live with our salvation. And as we live out this salvation, as with Abraham, we have an impact on others. The faith that he was given and how he lived that faith impacted his immediate family and people that he was surrounded with, even into our time, impacting you and me as well. And that's you with the faith that you have received from God. As you celebrate that and live in your life, not only are you able to impact your immediate family, but you can also impact others. Sometimes you might impact them by being their conscience, as they know they are accountable to God, but maybe they have walked away from God. And so being around you serves as their conscience and reminder of, I need to get back into a relationship with God. And also then, living the light, the faith, can also be a source of encouragement for someone who is walking the walk and talking the talk, but needs that ongoing encouragement to continue to celebrate the role of faith in their life and to celebrate the fact that they are able to live their life to the glory of God. What an impact that you can have on the lives of people by celebrating your own gift of faith and putting that faith into practice. Keep in mind, we can do this because nothing is impossible with God. God is the one who has created this world and preserves this world day after day. And he is the one who can take spiritually dead people and make them alive again. And that's what he does with us. Look in the mirror. Celebrate the gift of faith in your life. The Apostle Paul was led to write in Romans the power of God. That's why he appreciated the gospel, because it is so. It is able to bring the death to life. And so celebrate the role of faith in your life. It has brought you from death to life. And in Christ we live forever. And in the meantime, until we get to forever, we have opportunity to show our love for God by being obedient to his will, giving glory to him, and being of benefit to those around us. Dear friends, don't rob God of the glory that is due him. He is the one who has given us that gift of salvation. And he's given it to you and to me, and he gives it to others through faith. It is by grace that we are saved, through faith, not by our works, so that we cannot boast, just as Abraham could not boast. And we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works. Hold on to that today and every day. Who are you going to celebrate with today? That gift of faith in your life? Who are you going to celebrate with this week by shining the light of Jesus on them? As you do that, keep on celebrating the faith in your life. Amen. Please stand. The peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard and keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Savior. Amen. Let us confess our Christian faith with the words of the Apostles' Creed. They start for us on page 9.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Please be seated. We pray. O Lord of heaven and earth and sea, to you all praise and glory be. How can we thank you properly, who gives us all? Dear Lord, from you we all derive our life, our gifts, our power to give. Oh, may we ever with you live, who gives us all. Amen. We also pray the prayer of the church. Lord God, our maker and preserver, we praise and thank you for all that you give us day after day. You have given us your precious word to nourish our souls and to protect us from the temptations of the devil, the world, and our sinful nature. Heavenly Father, we pray that you shield us from every kind of danger, sudden catastrophe, terrors of crime, and the pain of disease. Watch over those who travel by land, sea, and air. Keep our loved ones from whatever perils may threaten them.
Heal those who are sick, cheer those who are sad, calm those who are distressed, and comfort all who are old and infirm.
Bless our land, our people, and those who hold offices of high trust. Keep our government and schools upright and strong for the advancement of good citizenship and useful vocations, that we may enjoy your gifts of peace, security, and well-being.
Grant your blessings to every nation on earth. Where there are wars, may there be peace. Where there is hatred, let it be healed. Where there is poverty, danger, or disaster, come with your almighty power to help and restore.
Lord, we ask that you provide healing for the body and the soul of the individual who had a medical emergency at the same class Stephen Lane was attending on Saturday. Thank you for the medical response team able to be there for this person. We commend to your care all who were present at this class. Thank you for those celebrating birthdays this week. Continue to have your blessings be evident in their lives. And continue to deepen the love and commitment of those celebrating a wedding anniversary.
Now hear us, Lord, as we bring you our private petitions. We bring these requests before you in the name of Jesus our Lord and ask you to hear us. Take all that we have, our bodies and minds, our time and skills, our ministries and offerings, and use them to your glory.
We give ourselves to you, that we may serve you in whatever way is pleasing in your sight. Amen.
And we also pray, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. We now sing hymn 384.
Please stand. We pray. O Lord God, our Heavenly Father, pour out the Holy Spirit on your faithful people. Keep us strong in your grace and truth. Protect and comfort us in all temptation. And bestow on us your saving peace. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, go in peace. Live in harmony with one another. Serve the Lord with gladness. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.
Please be seated.
This morning, we'd like to thank, first of all, all of the junior K through grade 2 children for their singing this morning, which enhanced our worship. As we continue during Lent, once again this week, we have Wednesday evening Lent services at 7 p.m. There's a supper in the gymnasium. Everybody's welcome to come to that. A couple of other announcements that are also in the weekly news. We need some hosts for the seminary choir. The Wisconsin Lutheran Seminary Choir will be giving a concert here at St. Mark's on Monday, April 13th. That is the day after Easter. The seminary choir always puts on a great concert, so we hope that a lot of you will be able to come. But we need hosts to keep some of these young men who are preparing for the ministry. We need hosts to keep them overnight on Monday. So if you're able to help us out with that, please let us know. We're going to be having a campus cleanup day on Saturday, March 21st. As we get closer at the school to our accreditation visit, we would like to use this as an opportunity to spruce up the campus on a Saturday. That'll be from 8 o'clock a.m. until noon, Saturday, March 21st. There are Easter brunch sign-up sheets in the entryway. And we also have news about the call that we extended to Mr. Tim Vogel. Tim Vogel is principal at Shepherd of the Hills Lutheran School in La Mesa, California. That's down by San Diego. And Mr. Vogel is going to be returning that call. He will not be coming to be our principal, and so we'll be needing to have another call meeting to call a principal, and that meeting is scheduled for Tuesday, March 17, 7 o'clock in the evening. Tuesday, March 17. That'll be a call meeting. Please take a look at the weekly news for other events that are coming up that you might be interested in joining us for. And just to wrap things up this morning, we have some slides of events and activities that are happening at our school. Enjoy the slides. And God bless your day and week.